Welcome to LeagueCast.
Hello and welcome to episode 636 of the LeagueCast podcast. I'm your host, Nick. Joining me is Aiden.
Nick just fucked up the intro a second ago.
And Colton.
He definitely did. Aiden's not memeing.
Two truths and a lie, huh? I didn't. LeagueCast news. We'll talk about some LeagueCast news. We got a lot of new news to cover. We've got some bi-weekly that we'll do suggested by Psygonic. I think we have more of the superlative stuff, right?
Yeah, we're going to pull some from our round table, yeah.
We'll talk about competitive league a little bit, and then that's it, because we don't have any emails. So, Aiden, how was your week?
Mike was good. I played League of Legends, and I enjoyed it mostly, which is good.
That's good. That is good.
Did you make any death threats?
Only to you after you left the channel that one night.
True.
Oh.
No, but
is it a threat if the person's not there? I don't think so.
They can't hear it.
Yeah.
I overall though, I've been just enjoying the game. It's been fun to play with friends. Just kind of been playing whatever. We have this issue though that none of our friends like playing jungle, and I also don't like playing jungle. But what I've realized is I can just play Lee Sin every single game, and I never get bored because he's hard, but he also is good.
So yeah, that's fair. His items are really good too.
Honestly, like the combo of Eclipse into Sundered Sky is like, you're just a tanky high damage character. It's crazy.
I almost feel like those items need
unique passives.
Yeah. But I do acknowledge that that would be giga bad for bruisers. So
maybe like any bruiser that doesn't like building those fucking two items. I feel like every character that builds Sundered Sky also wants to build Eclipse.
Would Eclipse be more balanced? I mean, obviously it would be more balanced if you had to use three abilities instead of two.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be a good way. Like, and so it's not just like auto plus ability.
That'd be cool. But anyways, my week has been good. I've been playing League, some normal, some ranked, a little bit of everything. And actually, I played some ranked on a Smurf with a friend, which was nice. It was actually kind of enjoyable. I played Tahm Kench 3 games. That might have been last week, but I don't think I talked about it. And then just Maple Story. Been playing Maple Story. Been watching Fallout TV show. That's kind of it though. Just kind of.
How is Fallout? I've heard it's pretty good.
I've only seen the first two episodes. The first episode, I was like, "Oh, this is like, I think it's good," but it's like the intro episode to every show. And then I watched episode two, and I'm like almost certain it's a good show now. So.
I see. Cool.
And I get the show that anyone could watch too, which is cool. So
that's good.
But yeah, that's my week. What about you, Colton?
So I played normals and ARAMs. I haven't really been playing much ranked outside of, like, my minimum games to not decay. I've been playing a lot of TFT. I'm currently plat 1. Gonna hopefully try and get diamond, and then we'll see how difficult that is if I'm gonna try and push for masters this set. I think it'd be fun to make that grind again, and I've been really enjoying this set. I think this current patch is a little rough because there's just like two comps that are pretty well like the best. And if you don't go one of those two comps, it's weird because one of them, there's typically like 3 to 4 players in every lobby will try and rotate to it late game. So it's really frustrating if you are trying to play it, or if you get like a good start and augments for it, you're like, oh, this is actually a game where I should be going this. And then like 3 other players force it and you get screwed because they're all contesting your units with bad augments or whatever.
Yeah, that sucks.
But yeah, no, I've been enjoying it for the most part playing, and gonna try to keep climbing. Outside of that, I started the Call of Nunu game this week. It's been pretty enjoyable. It seems to me, and I don't know if it gets any more difficult, but it seems to me like
it's a game for babies.
An A to B story where like all of the mechanical stuff is just like it exists, but it could not exist, right? Like the combat is so free, like the platforming is easy, the puzzles are pretty straightforward. I mean, it's enjoyable, but it's by no means difficult. But I don't think they built it to be a difficult game.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't seem like it. Like that was the intention. So.
But yeah.
Yeah. Are you? I mean, are you enjoying like the actual gameplay, the story?
Yeah, it's been good so far. I'm not super far into it, but it's like it's a really pretty game, and the story's been interesting so far. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with it. I also find it hilarious, like the kill animations are just
they're wild
for as like lighthearted of a game as it is. It's just like, oh yeah, but this kid's gonna murder the fuck out of this wolf.
Did you only send me that?
Yeah,
Aiden.
Yeah. I showed it to Colton after though, and he laughed about it.
Okay,
he thought it was funny.
It's hilarious. I don't like that. That is a crazy thing to put in a game like that. Cool.
Yeah, that's my week. Nick, what you been up to?
Mostly Path of Exile. We played some normals with some friends, and that was pretty fun. I will talk about my thoughts on Skarner later, but I think he's pretty good. So that'll be fun. I think that's just about it. So we'll get on with the show. Aiden, do we have any League Cast news?
No League Cast news.
No League Cast news. Okay, so then we're going to hop into the new news. Hey, Vanguard is coming. What does that mean? There's a an article that I think everyone should read because it is really interesting, and they outline why Vanguard, like why it has to be, what is it, kernel level? Is that how they,
yeah.
Is that what it's described? Like boot level or kernel level, whatever? I'm not a computer man.
Well, it's kernel level and, I think it, and it starts at boot. Those are, yeah, two separate.
Oh, levels, those are different things. Yeah. I see. Well, I think that's a, like it does a really good job of outlining it and made me feel a little bit better about having it on my computer. Even though I feel like it shouldn't matter to me. What did you guys think about it?
I still think it's cringe. I think I'd,
yeah,
I think there's like, once again, so for context, without context, I think there's very few cheaters that I encounter in the game, and I feel like giving up this level of, in theory, privacy,
yeah,
to a Chinese owned company, is not the thing I want to do. In general, that being said, I think I enjoy League of Legends enough that I'm not really hiding anything, that like I'm fine with it. That being said, we now found out that like there are a lot of cheaters in the game. It just feels like League without this is a pretty cheat free game, in my opinion.
You'd think that, right? But I think they outlined that 1 in 15 games has cheaters in it. And then at the highest level, it's, what, 1 in 5?
Yeah, I mean, and that, so, like, some of that is, like, so when people think cheaters, they automatically think, like, oh, they're, like, using, like, auto-dodge scripts and stuff,
yeah,
like that. Cheats can be anything from, like, tracking cooldown, not, like, with, like, applications like U.GG, but, like, actually, like, being able to track, like, everyone's cooldown in the game with, mm-hmm, like, an overlay, having, like, map hacks, but zoom hacks, so it, like, zooms out your camera, like, a little bit, so you have, like, more vision around you, like, anything like that. So, because, I mean, once again, it is hard to detect people who want a script and want a dodge script and do it well, but, like, I think last season was the most scripters I've ever seen in a season. It was 3, and 2 of them were the same person,
yeah,
I played against twice. Like,
so I would count that as 1.
Yeah, I would say it's 1, right? And it just takes a longer than we'd like to ban them. And yeah, that will reduce that number, but I've never been like, fuck, this game's infested with cheaters. If anything, I think the one thing it will solve, which I think the average player will be more excited about, is assuming it will solve the botted to level 30 account issue. In theory, right?
You think so?
Yeah, those are...
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, like, in theory, it will solve that, which will, like, hopefully shit on the botted account market. I think that would be a good thing if that solves that.
I mean, it'll cut the supply chain for it, but, like, the ones that are there still exist.
Yeah, it depends on if they, like, look back or any. Like, I'm not sure, like, what it's going to do. Like, they, mm-hmm, said they were going to do that, and then nothing really happened. But either way, I think if it solves that issue, it will be good. It will solve all the DDoS issues that Korea's having with all their shit. It's gonna solve a lot of things. I just think that there's definitely cons to it that we talked about in length a couple weeks ago on an episode, if you guys want to listen back to that. I just think I mean, like, lots of games have kernel level anti-cheat, but none of them, like, run on boot is, like, the difference. And running on boot allows it to be more, like, to cover more of its bases.
Like, aggressive, right?
It can more aggressively counteract cheats, right? Rather than launching when you boot the application. And that's kind of lame. But I also could, like, think that, like, I don't think I have issues with the things they're tracking, but I think I'll just have it so that it, like, when I start up my computer, I turn it off, and if I want to play League, I reboot my computer, because it takes fucking 10 seconds to reboot my computer.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty similar with Aiden that, like, I think it's kind of lame. I would prefer that it not go this direction, but that's the direction it's going. I will still play League of Legends once it's fully online. My issue with it is more just, I think, the general approach I really disagree with, in that I think that there are better ways to solve this problem, primarily just through the limiting of account access. You know, I think, like, one of the big things they point out in their article is that, like, every time you ban a script, or they just buy a new account, and it's like $1. If they, like, made accounts less accessible, required you to do a unique registration with something other than, like, an email address, right? Like, if it's a phone number, if it's your, like, full name and date of birth, like, legitimately, I would rather give them, like my name, full name, date of birth, and, like, last four of my social, even honestly, like, full social, because if I'm giving them access to, like, a boot, on boot, kernel level access to my computer, like, they could get all of that information and all of my banking information and my credit cards. And, like, right, like, if anything there was compromised, they have access to, like, everything in my life. And so, like, personally, I'd rather just, like, okay, here, name, date of birth, last four of my social, any of my accounts that I want to play on all have to be linked to that. I can have multiple, but they're all linked to that, and they all get banned together if I'm a cheater. And I think that that solves the problem. But... I you know, that's not the route they're going to go.
I was telling Colton there was a comment on Reddit about, like, hey, I don't think they're going to go snooping, but if they're going snooping, I'm going to save scrotum pictures to all my folders. So
that's good.
They go searching, they're going to find some scrote.
Some scrote.
Yeah.
Nice.
And, like, right.
That's, I think that's a good way to approach it.
That's
I mean, like, it's very clear, like, this is the information, like, we say that we will collect, and, like, what we'll store and all that, like, it's there, but they also could just, like, do a lot more, or if their system is compromised and somebody else gets access, like, it, you know, there's nothing really
that never happens.
Stopping them.
No.
And I really personally, like, Aiden, like, haven't experienced a lot of cheaters and don't really care. Like, again, if there is an alternative to all of this where it's just, like, put me on the server where cheating is allowed, or we're like, there's no anti-cheat, I'm fine with that. Like, if I could queue up and, like, not have Vanguard, and it's just like, hey, because you didn't sign up for Vanguard, you have a much higher chance of having cheaters in your game. I'm like, okay, that's fine. All online games have cheaters sometimes.
Yeah.
But they're not going to split the player base like that.
What about you, Nick?
That's my thoughts.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm not familiar enough with, like, computer processes and what can be done. But I do understand the concern surrounding, like, you know, the level of access that Vanguard will have and the potential, I'm not going to say, like, conflict of interest, but, you know, having a Chinese company have access to all your, or potentially have access to all the information on your computer. Like, that's pretty scary. So I can definitely understand not wanting to do that. I don't know. I like League. I'm probably going to still, you know, keep playing, but it is what it is.
I just want to say, it's like every other online game gets away with it in its own way. And no one's like that upset. Like, people get upset about having cheaters in their games, but, like, it's not like the end of the world, man.
Yeah, I don't know. It's also hard to reconcile that, because I don't feel like personally that I have had enough cheaters to warrant a response like this, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I can't remember the last time that I felt like, oh, this dude is cheating for sure, you know?
I was worried about that, like, dev blog that they made, because I'm like, dude, all the people are gonna come to the fucking woodwork again about, like, we had people that we used to know who were like, every game, man, they would go like, this person's cooldown hacking, this person damage hacking. It's like, fuck, man. He's seeing like numbers like that. I understand they're throwing around numbers like that because they're trying to, I believe those numbers are true, but they are trying to paint this in a certain light. And I don't know if they're being careful about it.
Yeah. I mean, they're definitely trying to like pitch this solution as necessary. And, you know, I am not in agreement with that, but I think it's probably numbers, all right. Yeah. I think the numbers that I presented are accurate. But I also think that like at the highest levels of play, like they could manually like detect and punish players who are cheating, or at least have like seriously obvious cheats. And at the highest of high level of play, right, in terms of like live events, LCS, Worlds, etc., like that is very easy to control and stop anyone from cheating, where it's just like, yeah, we're gonna provide all the hardware, we're gonna play on local servers, there's nothing you can do. And like, again, I'm fine with that. I'm fine if there's a cheater in 1 in every 10 games below GM. It really doesn't affect the game that much.
Yeah.
And again, if they limited the supply of accounts, I think it would drop to like 1 in 100 games.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a very safe assumption.
But. Yeah. There could just be better ways. But overall, at the end of the day, I think we all like League enough that it's not like the end of the world.
Yeah. Unfortunately, hey, we could be out, you know?
Yeah.
If we didn't. Just kidding. Cool. Should we move on to the patch?
The sleeper patch, isn't it?
It's like a little sleeper, but we can talk about it.
Every patch is a sleeper patch, isn't
it? It's kind of felt that way lately. Cool. So yeah, Vanguard. Vanguard's going to be officially live on the Philippines server starting this patch. So other servers won't have to worry about that quite yet, but it's coming. First up, Akali. Her base health is increased.
Woo!
You guys excited for Doran's Shield second wind to be back and better?
It's so good.
I can't wait for her to go grasp into Heartsteel like you do on Aram.
Yeah.
True.
Azir, base health regen decreased, W damage decreased. Cool.
Briar, health growth decreased, Q range increased, W bonus attack speed decreased.
We've got Draven, Q damage increased. Apparently his early game is too weak.
Yeah, it was like lower win rate than you'd expect for a Draven, but
is that right? Oh, interesting.
It's like a 51% win rate, like early, like in the first 20 minutes of the game or something like that, which is like pretty low for a character.
Yeah, for Draven,
to be like a shit on UK. That being said, I do think this is a change that maybe is, like, once again, I think he's really interesting to watch at pro play, and I think he is weak at like high level of play, like especially bot lane. But in low level play, I think his character just kind of beats up bad players, and that's never good.
Yeah.
Cool. Galio, base movement speed increased. Q cooldown decreased early.
Yep. Pretty nothing changed there. Graves, passive reload time scaling adjusted, and critical damage ratio per pellet increased. So a little bit better with crit, and a little bit better scaling if he builds attack speed.
About time. I love crit Graves.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool. I like it more than Lethality.
What if, here's a crazy thought. What if when you buy Infinity Edge on Graves, instead of like the normal thing, it just makes it so your shotgun only has one shot between reloads, but it's just double damage.
Ooh.
Just one big shot.
That'd be a little spicy, huh?
I want him to 100-0 tanks.
That'd be interesting, huh?
It'd be so bad for the game.
Hoi's passive is getting buffed, up 5% AP ratio, and undocumented but confirmed by, I think, Spider Axe. His QQ spell is
those
getting. Is it? I thought it was.
I saw a Reddit thread of someone's of a rioter saying that like they confirmed that it's pulled.
Oh, okay. It's cool that I have to rely on, you know, potentially random.
You don't have to rely on potentially random. The patch notes are right here.
Oh, everything is included in the patch notes always. I forgot. Okay. My apologies.
Nick, you can't be mad at Riot for not including the fact that they pulled the change from PBE and it
I understand this time. This time I am in the wrong. I will admit it. However, I don't think it's too too crazy to complain that some things go on undocumented.
I'm on Team Riot for this. Jarvan's passive damage is increased.
Jin, bonus movement speed on crits increased by how much? 4%. Okay, that's significant. Q damage also increased. Okay. So the base damage is down by.
It's just for fun. Yeah, it's a fun one. It's a fun change.
And then the AD ratio is actually significantly increased. They added about 10% AD ratio to the Q. Yeah.
The number changer just for fun, though. It's, so it has 44, then 144.
That is fun.
That is fun.
That is fun, but yeah, so yeah, the base damage is basically unchanged, but the scaling is up by 9%, if we want to be exact. Woo. Which for Jin is actually significant, right? Because he's got a lot
of AD.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Another AD carry that doesn't need buffs, Kai'Sa. Q damage is increased. It's a small one.
I love Kai'Sa because I love watching
her play. I do too.
Play.
I mean, I think she's a really interesting character to watch, so I'm kind of excited. I just thought she was already, like, pickable AD bot lane.
She sure
if
is.
If not, like, quite strong.
Next is LeBlanc. Her Q damage is increased. Her W damage is decreased. Or W cooldown is decreased, sorry. That's big. Those are big changes.
Yeah, that is big.
Yeah, so and that's cool. 3 seconds at the first rank of W. I think you still max W on her, so it ends up being a nothing, like, late game. But, I mean, definitely for, like, early trades, having that W up 3 seconds earlier and being able to do your trade pattern, like, twice a wave as opposed to, like, once a wave is big.
Mm-hmm. It's really good for your wave clear as well.
Yeah. Mordekaiser, Q cooldown is decreased at the early ranks, down to the same at max rank. The E, it lost 10 damage, basically nothing. And the big change, ultimate Realm of Death. Champions can no longer escape the Death Realm by using Quicksilver Sash, Mercurial Scimitar, and then specific abilities like Alistar's Ult, Gangplank Remove Scurvy, Milio's Breath of Life, Olaf's Ragnarok, or Rengar's Battle Roar. However, Crowd Control Immunity will still prevent the application of Realm of Death. So I believe for Olaf, if you ult an Olaf who's already in Ragnarok, he won't go, but he can't activate it inside the Death Realm to leave.
Good change.
Okay, yeah.
People are mad about this, but I don't understand.
I just want to clarify my stance. I have complained about it on our Discord. Not because I think the character is going to be strong or weak. Like, I don't think the ult change is actually going to matter that much. I just think they're, like, phrasing when it comes to, like, hey, we're not sure if this is, you know, balanceable to get shipped alongside with some, like, changes is kind of interesting to me. I don't know why you would make that declaration and then also make changes that could become problematic in the future combined with the change, right?
I think people who write this stuff and people who balance it are different people that don't speak. They actually speak.
That's, you know, that's a problem. That's probably a fair assumption.
And they translate it through a third employee.
All their job is just like
the ChatGPT to put in its thoughts.
And then they ask people if they want to play League of Legends games later.
I had my take on our Discord where, hey, I'm Aiden Rockards, the guy who predicted Aurelion Sol to not, his win rate to go down after the changes that put him up 10% or whatever. But my prediction was that this R change could be a nerf. like it's obviously a buff. Like, right? Like, it does more things. It doesn't lose out on things. The idea being that I think QSS is one of the worst items in the game.
Okay.
And it's a win more item, right? The only time you should be building it is if you're already crushing this character into the ground. It's almost like an unneeded purchase to just continue to win more. And if you were buying this item at any other point in the game, you are hindering your build. right? This is just something you do not need to build. It's something you can play around. I think QSS is just a fucking bait item most of the time, especially for like this interaction. Like, you can argue that you need QSS for like Ash Arrow is a great example of a good time to use it. But for fucking Moral, dude, I think like I would love to see stats on that. But I bet you people who like build QSS early, like to delay an item, for against Mord, have lower win rates than people who don't, right? Like, it's just such a shit item that like throws your build behind. And my idea is that if they only do this change and people go, fuck, I can't buy QSS, which also is another point of contention, how many people are going to not read the patch notes and still build QSS?
A lot, probably.
But assuming this world where everyone goes, oh, fuck, I can't build QSS versus it, so I don't build QSS anymore. Mm-hmm. There's a chance that Mord's win rate goes down, right? Like, that's a non-zero chance, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And I also think, like, to develop on like QSS being a bad item, I think that in particular like Banshees and Edge of Night are like better items. I wouldn't say that they're great items, but like I think that they're better than the QSS items, and functionally then you can still build those to at least avoid like situations where like Mordekaiser flash ults you in a fight, right, like he would have to at least hit one other spell. Again, that's not a huge barrier to entry, or like have somebody on his team pop your spell shield, but right, like if the alternative now is like, okay, fine, I'll just get like a Banshee's Veil so that he has to at least hit me with a different spell first, you know, now you still have a lot more counterplay, because like on his own his E and Q are very easy to dodge, especially if you're not trapped in the realm with him.
Yeah, and they are currently talking about transitioning this change to other suppressions. So Mal's alt, Tom Kench alt, there's probably a couple more. Is Skarner alt still a suppression in the new version? I'm actually not sure.
Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah, so like they're considering transitioning this change to all those other characters. Do you guys feel the same about all those characters or not?
That's tough. Ideally, we would want a world where it feels good to buy QSS and it feels good to have your ultimate ability QSS, right? Like to have those things be simultaneous. But I just don't know, like, I don't know how you can reconcile having those two, like, happen at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I just think that, like, it's not a big deal for characters to make their ultimate abilities feel strong, and then sometimes like almost feel like there's no way to there is a way to play around it, you just like stay away from them when they have it, but like,
yeah,
the point being, I think it's fine that a 1300 gold item doesn't break a character, right? Or doesn't, like, I even think like it's bad when people build QSS, like, but I think it's not fun when you're playing Malzahar and someone fucking QSS.
Yeah, like that sucks. Mm-hmm.
Even if like that's actually a net win for you because they built this item, now if their fucking 80 carry is 50 80 behind the fucking your 80 carry who just built a BF sword, like like I don't know, it's just a lame mechanic. Also, I do hate hard counters in League of Legends, like hard counters, and stuff like, I'll give it, be specific, like Tom Kench versus Gangplank or Tom Kench versus Olaf are just lanes where it's like, fuck, man, my goal here is that I eat them, they immediately ult out of it, and then I consider that a one trade because they use their ultimate and I use my ultimate and I'm a tank. And it's like, fuck, that's what a boring way to play fucking League of Legends.
Yeah, that sucks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think if I would probably like to see them then just go all the way with this and make a lot of those characters' ultimates also not cleansable with QSS. I could see a world where they just take QSS out of the game entirely and,
yeah,
like, hey, use cleanse, right? Like, there is a summoner spell that is good for one thing and only one thing. You can get out of a CC, right? Like, it's a pretty niche thing. You have to account for it at the beginning of the game. And I think in a lot of situations, you are sacrificing your lane phase pretty significantly by taking cleanse.
Yeah, so you make cleanse work on it, but you make QSS not work on it?
Potentially. I mean, I think like,
that's cool.
That's one way to go about it. And especially with like, if you need to at that point, like increase the cooldown of cleanse, but it's like, right, it's already, I think, 3.5 minutes, maybe? Right. So like you could only cleanse it once and then they would have like another opportunity, if not two or three, depending on what their, mm-hmm. their haste is at to get
it's you. Tough though, because then I feel like cleanse feels really, really overloaded. Like as
it would feel really bad if you play, I'm just going to say Tahm Kench, right? And then every single time you play Tahm Kench, your lane opponent takes cleanse.
Yeah, and I think it matters less in top lane where TP is a little mandatory, but how do you ever play Tahm Kench support again, right?
Yeah,
I guess by not using it on your...
I think like the point is like it brings us back to that point of like you're just making these ultimate abilities not feel fun because like you will just optimize the fun out of the game by like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my initial pitch there was like if you're going to make these abilities unQSSable, I think just taking QSS out of the game at that point is fine. And not that you need to make cleanse like get you out of Malzahn. Like cleanse could stay the same. But it's just like, yeah, there are some ultimates you just can't get out of. Like that's, they are an ultimate ability. That's how it is.
Yeah.
I think that's probably fair. I think it would make these characters a lot easier to balance as well, where you don't have to, sort of like my opinion on healing, like just remove Grievous Wounds and make healing feel like fine.
Yeah.
I don't know, make the ultimates feel not awful to get hit by, but strong enough that, you know, these are still impactful ultimates.
You know what they should actually do is they should make it so that like these ultimates go through any character mm-hmm. who's like immune to CC displacement and you like can't cleanse out of it. You can't even deny it with like a perfectly timed Illaoi ult, but we leave one ability that can, and it's just Fiora Riposte.
Mm-hmm. I like that,
because
actually.
Because that character is not strong enough already, and her ability to
hate Fiora.
Yeah, because she shouldn't be able to ignore ultimates with it.
Just ultimates? I think you'd complain still.
She also should have to point it in the right direction. I think, like,
I do agree with the right direction thing.
Pantheon,
the right direction, I think, is fine.
Her and Pantheon mm-hmm. should have to point it in the right direction.
Dude, I was mad for you in that ARAM, Nick, where you Morgana pulled him, and you just...
Oh,
put a
yeah.
shield in your direction, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Like, that sucks. I get that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, also, I wanted to bring this up because there's no other place. It's kind of tangentially related to, like, you brought up spell shields. Do you guys see the Broken Blade TF clip from the GT series?
No.
It's like, it was like, no one fucking talked about it. I only saw it because of Twitter. He's playing TF, and the AD carry on the enemy team, I can't remember if they're playing, has some sort of spell shield. Let's just say it's like Edge of Night. I'm not sure what it is actually. Mm-hmm. So
well, I would hope it's not Banshees.
He throws gold card at them, and then TF ults to pop the Banshees while the gold card's in the air.
Oh, that's sick.
Dude, what a sick play. Oh, it's so
sick. That's
sick. Man.
I kind of hate that TF ult breaks it. Just because I feel like the vision is not important, but I also feel like, hey, that's the downside of picking it versus TF, right?
I've just never seen that. I'm like, damn, that makes me like that mechanics in the game.
Yeah, I do like that.
Cool. Olaf, this is the change Nick was baby raging about last week. Q
was
bonus
it?
Damaged. You were complaining that they're buffing Olaf, but the change is that they're buffing his damage to monster, so it's a nothing change.
Wait, was I complaining about Olaf? I thought I was complaining about a different character.
You're complaining about Olaf because you're like, I think you were thinking this change is going to be for top lane. I think is like what you were thinking.
No, we knew it was going to be to jungle, but I think he was talking about how Olaf currently is a top lane bully, and historically he's been a very good jungler, and this might make him a very good jungler again.
No, I just said I think he's boring to watch.
Hmm. Yeah, but do you think he's boring to watch in the jungle? I feel like he's like.
I think he's just a boring champion to watch, period.
Oh, okay.
Do we think we get Stridebreaker into Redemption?
The good old days.
That'd be sick.
Cool.
Yeah, bonus damage to monsters increased. It's very small.
Rise, W slow increased, cooldown decreased early.
Cool.
Skarner, it's my guy. Rune and item recommendation updated. Mana growth decreased. Mana regen growth increased. Q damage increased. Mana cost decreased. Buff duration increased. Upheaval recast lockout time decreased. Shattered Earth cast time decreased. W mana cost increased. Damage decreased. Oh boy. So the whole of the changes are just to just to make it so that he is better in the jungle and WMAX is worse in top lane. Because that was one of the wildest things that came out of it is like you just max W because the range is the biggest thing you've ever seen in your life. And it goes through minions and it's a shield. So it's hard to like trade into.
It's one of the least fun things I've ever seen in League. It's like top Rek. Actually, it's more fun than top Rek'Sai, but like it's almost at top Rek'Sai level of like unfun for top lane.
Yeah. I played it once and beat a Gwen, which I feel like should never, ever, ever happen.
Wasn't that just also that the game that I, you know, ganked the shit out of that Gwen though?
Probably. I can't remember though.
Colm only thinks in.
No. The game we bullied when you were playing Udyr. Never mind. It's a different game.
Oh, yeah.
We played two normal games together, and I, like, the first game I camped the shit out of Nyx's lane.
Yeah, we ruined that. Was it a Gwen again?
Yeah, it was a Gwen.
Yeah, it was a Gwen again. You were Elise. I see. I remember.
Yeah, I saw Drew tweet about it, and he is like raging about Skarn on top. I think it's like one of the least fun things in the game, though.
Yeah, it's boring. It's boring. You press W, and then that's it. You proc your items and your Comet, and then you move on.
Yeah,
like that's all you do.
You're ungankable because you have a fucking dash that just goes through shit. Like, it's crazy.
Yep, it's actually wild.
Next is Skarner Q. Explosion damage to monsters increased.
Yucky. That's Sylas, dude.
That is who did I say?
You said Skarner again.
Oh, that is Skarner. Yep. Cool. Thresh
base armor and magic resist growth increased. Wait, sorry, no. Base armor. Period. And magic resist growth increased.
Stop criticizing them.
Once again, dude. Three translators. They're all translating.
Yeah.
That's so poorly written, though. God. Base armor is up by 2, magic resist growth up by 0.25, so like pretty minimal changes.
Zach, base health regen decreased. Pog, he's fixed.
Yeah, you won't be dominant in lane with that change.
Nope.
Next is Zeri. Her health is getting decreased by 30. This is just trying to push her at MSI. We'll see if it
preemptively
does that.
Stop her from getting play.
I like that she had 60 more health than Akali this patch.
Did they make a change to Zeri's ultimate where it just one hits you now? Because I've seen so many clips where like you have, I don't know, two items. You press like the actual like I am lightning, the explosion part of it, and then everyone just dies.
I feel like it's always done so much damage, and I've always hated that about her.
I just like the idea of the patch note just being I am lightning one hits
character. Yeah.
One hits champions. That's 100% of max HP true damage.
Yeah. Oh
my God. Okay. It does 175 damage level one plus 85% bonus AD. So maybe it's just she scales really well with bonus attack damage.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I think also, doesn't it deal magic damage?
Oh, could. I think it does.
That might be part of it as well. So you like build armor typically, and then it's like she's ulting against like a 40 magic resist target.
Yeah, that's fair. Cool.
That's true.
All right, some system changes. Baron Nashor, the acid pool does more. The slow,
that's a lot,
is more. Yeah. The pull in beam magic damage is increased. All of the damage is really increased on all of its abilities and different forms. So Baron hurts more now.
Yeah. We got some mythic shop rotation. Look at that. Void grub. Oh, void grub changes. The spawn time will be from 5 to 6 minutes. And then there will be more true damage per stack. And a buff at 4. So you get 4 stacks. I'm sorry. If you get 4 grubs, you get the 5th grub reward previously, and 6 is still the same. So pretty substantial buffs to void grubs, I feel like. And they were already kind of strong, right?
They were like, so in pro play, they're pretty bad, right? Like, you never prioritize them. Also, they're pretty easily counterable. So like, if the enemy team gets three, what you do is you make sure you get two, right? Like, so
yeah, that's
like,
fair.
You just like, you can it's pretty easy to deny them the five. Mm-hmm. But now that it's four, it's a little bit harder to deny them, which I think is a good change. Also, just them being off synced for dragon spawn now, I think is also huge. So like, it will increase fighting, because right now them and dragon spawning at the same time kind of just means like, oh, if the enemy team is doing dragon, I do grubs, right? Like, you just always take
yeah
a trade.
You just trade it off.
Mm-hmm. Whereas in a perfect world, Riot wants it to be, oh, you fight for dragon, oh, you fight for void grubs, right?
Yeah,
so
that's fair. Cool. Some ARAM balance changes, quick play, whatever, bug fixes, and then three blood moon skins. Awesome. Let's move on. Hey, I think Skarn is pretty good. Obviously he's better in the top lane, I think, right now than in the jungle, but I think his jungle pathing, his gank pathing with E is going to be one of the sickest things we've seen in a long time. And he's a very good tank item user. And those are my thoughts on Skarner.
Thanks for your thoughts on Skarner.
Thanks. Let's move on.
I think like people don't even jungle path with him very well either yet.
I don't think so. That's the crazy part is there's so much room for improvement.
Dude, the jungle gank that I see, like, I don't see fucking anyone do. Like, if the enemy mid's pushed up at all, you go through, like, the fucking back wall. Like, their back left mm-hmm. wall or whatever, or their back right wall, based on whatever side they're on.
Yeah.
Like the wall opposite their blue buff is one you're talking about?
I was thinking the one that's, like, right beside their blue buff as well.
Yeah.
Because the enemy mid laner, if they have to flash it, right? Like, how do you avoid that otherwise?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't flash it, you get pushed like further into lane. Like, dude, it's an insane gank path.
Yeah, that's tough.
I see no one do that though, so maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'll play him and like I'll try it out and be like, holy shit, this is bad. But I saw someone do it once and I was like, oh, that seems undodgeable. And I've seen zero people do it since.
Yeah. Cool. That's Skarner. Let's move on to Vi Weekly.
Yeah, so this Vi Weekly was suggested from Psygonic on our Discord. They sent me a message and linked me to this Reddit thread where someone asked, what are your hottest takes in League of Legends? And then they compiled it into a voting thing.
Like a poll?
Like a poll, thank you. A voting thing is what they call those back in Canada. Mm-hmm.
An election.
It's an election. So I grabbed some of the ones that I thought were the most interesting, and I wanted to get our opinions on them, and then we'll compare them with Reddit. So we'll go through these pretty quick because there's a lot of them, but I think they're kind of fun. So the first one being, this first one's before I realized there was a poll.
Oh,
let me remove this one. As you notice, it's formatted like different than all the other ones.
What if you read each of these takes and then Nick and I give a thumbs up or a thumbs down in this audio only podcast to indicate if we agree?
Yeah,
I think that would be good.
That sounds great. So the first one is, if you are good, you will climb. I think we all agree with
that. Yeah, 100%.
I think it's poorly phrased, but yeah.
Yeah, and Reddit agrees. Yeah.
If you are better than the rank you are in.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, exactly. If you're better than the rank you're in, you'll climb. Yeah, 90% of Reddit agrees. Good one. Cool. Next
one.
Wow,
90% is crazy.
90% is a lot more. I think it's hard to disagree with that when it's just shoved in your face, right? Like,
yeah.
Dude,
You would hope so.
The 10% is crazy, man. I'm good and I don't climb.
Okay.
Next one is League of Legends is balanced.
Thumbs up.
It's another weird one. We're in language where, like, I agree with the sentiment. I think the game is fair. That being said, I don't think it is particularly balanced.
That's a long way to say thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, I give it a thumbs up as well. 53% that they agree. It's only 40% disagree. Then the other 7% or so is unsure.
Is Colton arguing on his alts that balance is not the same as fair?
Cool. Next is, some champions should have less skins than others.
Agree. Thumbs up.
Yeah, I agree. 60% of people agree with that as well. I feel like it's, once again, it's pretty hard. Like, the game needs to make money, right? That's the point.
Yeah, cope harder that your champion is unpopular. Sorry.
play a cute little girl character.
Gonna enjoy my 15th Lux skin.
Yeah. Cool. One tricks are good for the game.
Thumbs up.
I disagree.
So I initially disagree, but I'm having a hard time figuring out like what the alternative would be. Like, do you just prevent people from locking in the same character so many games in a row?
Yeah, I don't think you have to prevent. I'm just more saying, like, is it a good thing for the game, right?
Oh, okay.
Like, I think that's, like, you don't need to solve the equation. You don't need to find X.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess ideally, like, yeah, they are worse than if everyone wasn't a one trick, yeah.
I do miss the days of, like, obviously people still one trick stuff in, like, seasons 1 through 3, but, like, I feel like it was less prevalent, mainly because you didn't get to fucking pick your role.
Yeah.
And, dude, it was kind of fun when everyone kind of had to play everything a little bit.
Yeah. I think it was
interesting
fun.
It's interesting that Colton is
still choosing to do that.
No, not agreeing with that, because I feel like he has been a proponent of everyone should be able to play every role to some extent.
I definitely do think that, and I think that I don't think one tricking is like, I don't think you're particularly good at the game if you one trick a character. Like I think in terms of like obviously. At a like highly competitive level to like the LCS, you don't see one tricks. You can't, because they'll just ban it every game, and then you are, you know, playing 1,000 LP below where you need to be. But I do think that like one tricks allow characters to get like fully realized in their capabilities, and that like lets other players learn about them, right? Like I don't think in a lot of cases we would see like Chovy and Faker and like certain other like players be able to do certain things on characters, not because they don't know how, but because they just wouldn't have figured it out on their own.
Yeah.
But like, right, like the insect thing, somebody had to figure that out first, and now like most Lee Sin players can do it. And I think it's good that there's somebody out there who's going to put in 1,000 games to like figure out you can do that. Mm-hmm. But again, I think that that's very different than like, there's definitely some issues with one tricks, like one, they're gonna cry about their character all the time. I think the biggest issue for me with one tricks is that they ruin a lot of games if they don't get their character, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I guess in that regard I would for sure agree that one tricks are not as good for the game.
Cool. Next is Emerald is the most difficult rank to play in.
I mean, 100% disagree.
50%.
It's crazy to type that when Challenger exists.
So that has been like a very popular thing recently, is like Emerald is just impossible compared to other ranks. I got out of Emerald and I immediately shot up to whatever rank, and we've heard this forever. It's all mentalities, like the reality. Dude, I fucking hate when content creators fucking, I don't believe content creators who are Challenger are dumb enough to actually agree with this, other than the fact that their community like agrees.
Yeah, like I saw
Saber
views.
Yeah, I saw Saber tweet out like, "Hi guys, I'm Challenger right now. I just switched to an Emerald account on my viewers' request, and I lost 5 games in a row. This ELO is impossible." I'm like, dude,
impossible.
Like, I don't think he's that dumb, right? Like,
no, I mean,
it's weird.
It's just got to be for interactions, right?
I think there is a like very small grain of truth at the like bottom of this mountain of bullshit. Yeah. Where like there are certainly things that are more difficult at other ranks, right? Like if let's say I'm playing AD carry, right? Like I'm not going to have a Challenger support. And so that means that like certain things that I would expect from my support aren't going to happen. And maybe now I'm more vulnerable to ganks, or maybe now a character, if like you said, it was Saber, he's the Caitlyn guy, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Maybe I'm not able to bully as much as I would be with a better support, but like, again, that's such like a minuscule portion of it that it's like you should be able to overcome those things. But like, yeah, I can give him that. It's like, yeah, they're okay, your support won't be doing certain things, or maybe your team won't rotate to the correct objective, or like you'll try and swap to mid and your mid laner will just show up and soak waves with you for like 4 waves before realizing you should go bot. Yeah, all of that can exist, but like the higher rank you are, the harder the game gets overall. And it's just that, like, certain aspects look a little different.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is 50% of people said that they do not agree with that. So
that means 50% said they do.
Well, okay. 20% said they do, and then 30% said that they're unsure.
They're unsure. Yeah, because they don't sniff anywhere close to Emerald.
They don't sniff any glue. The next one is playing a ranged top laner should be frowned upon.
Should be frowned upon. Absolutely not.
Depends on what ranged top laner. But yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you're playing Karma, dude, find a short bridge.
Yeah.
No, like, I think it sucks. Like, it's really frustrating to play ranged top, but I think there are, you know, pretty decent ways to play into it. And it's half of it is just don't get too greedy, right?
Yeah, this one's more of a joke, though. I feel like people always like joke that, like, the top lane agreement of, like, you just hit each other for 20 minutes and mm-hmm. then you go see how the game state is. I that's all fun games.
That's fair. Yeah.
That being said, I do think the ranged versus melee advantage is, it's gross when done at the highest level. I mean, for sure. I linked you that fucking clip. Did I link you that clip? The fucking one where I'm playing Grasp Lux mid against the Yasuo.
I don't think you did, but I watched, I think it was a Dobby clip. Maybe it wasn't. There was something about, it was some BBC episode about a range top in like Emerald versus in Challenger and the difference there. And it was like unplayable, game winning, how the Challenger top was able to play it.
Yeah, no, it's really, really insane. Like when you can play it properly. Like I had Ghost on as Lux versus Yasuo. I missed every single ability. I think out of my 7 abilities I threw, I hit 1 Q.
You did some that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like I just fucking like auto him. I just space him perfectly because I have Ghost, so I have more movement speed, and I'm ranged. And it's like, fuck that. Dude, it can be brutal.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. 61% of Reddit says they do not agree with that, so that's good.
That's higher. That's the lower than I thought it would be, to be honest. Yeah.
Riot is good at communicating with the player base.
Can I have my hand in the middle?
Yeah, you can be the I'm unsure guy.
Yeah, I'm unsure. I think in some ways they are absolutely fantastic, and maybe even compared to like the average video game company, they're great. It's just I think there is a lot of room for improvement.
Yeah, yeah. I think, again, like with all of these, the wording is so vague. I think these are, it's tough, right? Because like I would say, no, Riot is not good at communicating with the player base. I also think they're in the top 1% of companies communicating about.
Yeah, exactly.
Game, right. Like they are best in class or like in that top threshold. But I don't think they're particularly good at it. Right. Just like I think playing a ranged top laner should be frowned upon because it's cringe. But like you can do it.
Yeah, I agree with you guys on that. 50% also agree. Next one is most changes done to the game are good.
Disagree. I think most changes done to the game are nothing.
That's actually so bad. I like that. Funny. I was going to say I agree, but no, yeah. Most changes done to the game are fucking nothing changes.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
what about
fair.
Big changes, Colton? Like every like season updates, new characters...
Yeah, no, I think that the game has been trending better for the entirety, and like there have been some little blips, but right, it's like stonks, man. They always go up over a long enough time.
Always go up,
even if there's a little crash every now and then. Ardent sensor meta.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, I think the game is getting better. But I think it would be very funny to do an analysis of like if you took every line of patch notes, like how many of them are actually substantial. I would probably say like 15% maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
Cool.
They're fun to talk about.
Yeah.
Next one is it's hard to tell champions with skins apart in game.
True.
Disagree.
Ooh.
I think there are some that are maybe a little challenging, but I also think half of the people, like, for some reason when talking about it, like, turn their brain off and forget, like, oh, Lux looks like Soraka in this game. Yeah, but there's no Soraka in this game.
Yeah.
You know?
Go ahead, Aiden.
I was going to just agree with you, Colton. Like, I think we're on the same page, so you can go with your thought.
Well, yeah. So I think, like, again, it's very dependent on, like, the character and the skin, right? Like, you're not going to mistake, like, Urgot for Yuumi ever. But I think, right, if it's, like Ryze and Brand, for example, I think they look pretty similar in certain skins, and yeah, like you can know that they don't have that character in game, but also like that's not how it works. And I think particularly this is coming from a perspective, like, I've been playing this game more than 95% of the player base does, and I've been doing that regularly for like 13 years. And if I'm still struggling at times to identify characters mm-hmm. quickly, like,
maybe you're just bad.
Maybe I'm just bad. Yeah, right. Have been playing longer, and I'm in like the top 1% of the player base. If I'm still struggling at times to identify what character that is or what ability that is, I think that there's some visual clarity issues.
I think your brain's just thinking about other stuff when it should be thinking about what character that is. So.
True, and I should also be counting the minions every time.
The crazy thing. Like, if we said, hey, do you think Nico's like overpowered because of her passive, how many people would say yes when they can just count, you know?
Just count for
it. And how many people still die to it?
Can we get a time machine and we get old Gangplank in live so he can execute a minion and then we can replace it?
That's hell sick, yeah. Actually. Cool. That was like the most 50-50 one on Reddit, by the way. It was like 50-44. Okay. With the extra choice. Next one is champions without mana are unfair.
False. Disagree.
Yeah, that, I disagree, but
I think if you asked this 8 years ago, 9 years ago, I think it's fair. I think it's fair to say. I just think that, like, mana is just a, like, what characters have fucking mana issues, dude? Like, honestly, you could just make it so no characters have mana. Like, I don't think it would change the game that much. Like, there's so few characters that struggle.
I would prefer they do, yeah, because it's such a nothing system, like, 80% of the time. I think that there are, like, mid laners actually have to manage their mana a decent bit on, like, mages. And I think there are, like, certain bruisers, tanks, and, like, engage tanks that generally they don't have mana issues, but, like, their combo just takes up, like, 60% of their mana pool, right? Like, Blitzcrank, right? If you Q-W-E-R... Yeah. I think that's like 70% of your max mana.
That's a lot at level for sure. 6.
Right? And then, like, if you miss 2 Qs in the early game, you're just completely oom. I would rather see them, like, either completely revamp the mana system or do away with it entirely. I think, yeah, if everyone just had cooldowns, that would be fine.
Cool.
And, like, get rid of fucking energy and all the other systems too.
I'm going to skip through a couple of ones that I think are a little less interesting. Yeah. I want to do Riot balances around skins.
I mean, 100% false.
100% true, man.
I feel like if they are, they're doing a really bad job of it. Yeah. You know?
It's really funny.
I've never bought a skin to make me win more.
I do. I don't think they balance around skins. That being said,
but
I said this when, like, Arcane was out, because, like, this is, like, obviously it's a bit of coincidence, but it got me thinking when Arcane was out. Jinx was really, really good, and she was, like, S tier in pro play for a long time. And the way my brain works is I don't think they buff Jinx to be good for, like, pro play, and Arcane's out. No, someone watches Arcane and looks at pro league and goes, oh, that's the character from Arcane. That being said, do I think that maybe they're pretty happy with her being strong and maybe are a little more hesitant to nerf her out of pro play when, like, Arcane's
probably
coming out
and
she's like the face of it? I would say there's a good reason to think that.
I don't think that's what the question's asking, though.
No, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I just think it's in the same vein, right? Of, like, does marketing influence the balance decisions? And not directly, but kind of.
Yeah, I think that the biggest thing is that, like, I think the question assigns a lot of intent with this, where it's like, we're going to make this character strong because of skins. And I think more realistically what happens is, like, a character is popular, so they make more skins. And because the character is popular and a lot of people are playing them, they have a lot of data and they have a lot of incentive to make balance changes to those characters that are popular. And then, oh, they're, like, they're strong, right? Like, that is just a very reasonable flow where they're not, like, intentionally working to make these things happen. It's just, right, like, oh yeah, like, we're going to be thinking about the characters that are popular.
Mm-hmm. The pickers that are popular are usually good, and yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Well, I here's the most controversial one. Also, 30% of people think that Rye balances around skins, which is crazy to me.
Yeah, that's crazy. Mm-hmm.
But my favorite one, it's okay to smurf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? I agree.
70% of people think it's not okay to smurf from this.
70%?
70%.
That's a lot.
I think that there's like caveats, but overall, yeah. Right, like you certainly can ruin a lot of games for a lot of players, and if like 90%
ethical smurfing.
Right, like yeah. if you're a challenger player and all you ever do is play in gold four games and you buy a new account every 2 weeks to keep it to like stay in gold four,
yeah,
right, like that's scummy.
Weird.
But if it's like, hey, I want to play with my friend that I'm not allowed to play with, so I'm gonna play in their elo, which is like 500 points below me, or I'm gonna play a normal game with my friends and like be against gold players because it has to match make somehow, like, no, there's not an issue there.
Yeah, I always like, dude, like, this is the new Reddit, like, hotness along with the Emerald is the worst ELO of, like, I see daily, man, threads like, why doesn't Riot do something about smurfing? It's because they don't want to, and everyone's like, yeah. Oh, it's because it makes the money. It makes them maybe a little. I don't think it makes them that much money, guys.
I don't think Smurfs spend money on skins.
I think it inflates their player numbers, which they probably like. But like, I think it's just more they're actually okay with that as like a mechanic of the game. Like, yeah. If you want to learn a character, you play it on a lower level account and get better at it, or a new role or whatever. Like, that's just, I don't know. I feel like there's
another
okay
problem
it.
That would be solved if they like required you to link your accounts, right? Where it's like, yeah, you can Smurf, but if we see that you are a Diamond 1 player playing your main for 400 games in silver, like, we can tell you to stop if we care.
Yeah.
But I love that, like, so it's, many... Go ahead.
Is smurfing an issue in... Like, don't they have that in Korea?
Your account's linked to your, like, social, right? So you can't make multiple accounts, in theory. Like, there are ways around mm-hmm. it, but, like, I don't know. I feel like people glorify that. I don't know if it's actually a good thing.
Gotcha. No, I was just curious.
I just think it's another problem that, like, could be solved with better account control. The other thing I wanted to say was, like, I find it funny how many people are saying that smurfing is bad when, like, unranked to challenger streams are, like, some of the most popular content available. It's like...
Yeah, and I wish it wasn't, because I feel like that it's so boring. Yeah,
it is pretty boring.
But it's like, you keep feeding the machine. Obviously, they're going to keep fucking doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that. Fuck, there's something else I wanted to bring up related to that, but that's okay.
Is that, maybe was that you smurf my peak?
Yeah, I do smurf your peak, dude. I swim
that would
in your
be
piss
really
low,
funny.
Dude.
You swim in my piss low, huh?
Okay, cool. Let's do there's two more that I want to do, but one of them's like a longer one. So the next one is you should not be able to surrender.
Disagree.
Okay, 80% of people disagree.
It's a video game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think my only like caveat when I'm thinking about this is like, I do think that if surrender times were kept really, really long, like they were before, at one point in the game they were 25 minutes for those who didn't play in season one for a very short time, then they were 20 minutes and now they're 15 minutes, or if there was no surrender at all, I do think you create a different culture of like, for those who don't know, like, seasons one through whatever, when surrender times were 25 minutes to 20 minutes, if games were lost at high elo, people would just open. Like, you'd wait in base and the enemy team would end, right? And if the team actually thought the game was over, you'd do that, right? And it was a pretty agreed upon thing. I don't remember ever getting in arguments over. Occasionally, you'd have, like, one person still trying to, like play the game. But it never felt like it was like a hostile environment. People are just like, this is how the game works. That might have been better for culture going on, but maybe like I'm thinking in a, you know, 2013 mindset for the year 2024.
Probably.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I think that's a fair assessment of what it used to be, you know?
I agree. Like, I think overall the game would probably be a little bit better if like there wasn't surrendering. So I think people would try more, hopefully, but there's like,
you'd hope, yeah,
you would hope, but I think, you know, you're pointing out the alternative, which is more likely, is which is that like, if surrendering wasn't an option, then opening would be, and I think that would be more toxic, because like, at least with Surrender, it's a very clear threshold of like, okay, there's enough votes, it's over. There's not enough votes, it's not. Versus there were times when like people would want to open and like two or three players still want to play the game, but the other two are AFK and Fountain. And now it's just like they're screwed. And like, even if one player is AFK and Fountain, right? Like it's, you don't have a chance.
Yeah, the game is impossible, like in the average game.
Yeah. And I was at that point and still am today of the opinion that like, if four people want to open and one person doesn't, if you AFK and Fountain, you should be punished and you should be banned for AFK.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think that's a hot take.
I don't think it's a hot take, but I think that in those games, if you're the one person still trying, those four people are all flaming you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, almost
that's
always.
Probably fair.
But yeah, it's like if anyone is still trying to play the game, and like again at that point there wasn't a surrender vote, but like again in today's league, if the surrender vote fails and people stop trying, I think they should be banned because they're not playing the game.
Have you seen the alternative people have proposed of there's no surrender vote, but there's a toggle that you do? So when you think the game is like not winnable, you toggle your surrender toggle or whatever, and then when it goes over the like 4 out of 5 threshold or whatever, like it just ends the game. So you like never put up a vote. You can't just like spam votes. It's just something that like I think this game's not winnable, so I slash FF and it like toggles my surrender thing.
It's hard because I would want that to be updated like quickly, right? Like.
Or, like, what if it toggled it for, like, a minute or something like that? You know what I mean? Like, the idea, obviously, being that,
you're not trying to pressure
other people or tilt other people into, like, surrender. Because it does suck when, like, someone dies and then immediately a surrender vote goes up or some shit. Like, I think the idea could be worked on, but I don't think it's, like, a bad idea.
No, I don't think it's a bad idea, like, at its core. I just think that particular implementation is not one that I would like. I like that. I would also be fine if... I mean, this may be a little like, I don't know. I don't know if you guys would necessarily agree, but I would also be fine if surrender had to be unanimous, right? Like every single person on your team has to agree that the game is losable no matter the circumstances. So that way, even if one person wants to try, you know, you guys keep trying. But I know that a lot of people like hostage or whatever.
Right. Where like in theory, that's great. But then it's like.
That sucks.
Right, like, the four people are going to want FF because top lane is 0 and 19, and he's going to be the one who keeps voting no, because he's like, don't worry, guys, it's winnable.
Yeah. Cool, and I have one more that I think is a fun one. So this one is, blank is the most OP role in the game, and the options were top jungle, mid, bottom support, and then there is three, I think two, one of this is fine. There are no OP roles. All roles are OP, and I'm unsure. I'm going to filter out all roles are OP, and I'm unsure, because I think those are fucking just dog shit answers. So this is up out of 90% of the vote, because those equal 10. Okay. What do you guys like think? Where do you think the rules fall? Or what do you guys think first? Most OP role.
We've had this conversation a million times where I think the real answer is that like all roles are OP / no roles are OP.
Yeah.
You're right, but if we want to do the exercise of between like 19 and 21% of the game share, you know, yeah, jungle support are probably at 21
would be I would say jungle support are the only roles that are terribly OP.
Well, you guys nailed it. Those are the top two. Jungle with 36% of the vote, and then support with 21% of the vote. What do you guys think comes that what are the next three in order?
Mid lane's last,
AD carry top.
Cool. What
you think
say,
top lane is last?
I think that Reddit thinks the top lane is last.
You haven't been reading the same Reddit.
I think it's top lane, AD carry, mid.
I haven't used Reddit since they changed the API.
It is mid, top lane, then AD carry.
Mid.
AD carry's the worst role in the game, guys, obviously.
People think, okay, forget about that.
I flipped AD carry and top.
Yeah. Dude,
people think mid lane's broken?
Yeah, they have the most access
like
to
not
everything.
Really. Dude, it's jungle with 36, and then support with 21, and then mid with 8%. Like,
oh, okay.
Like, dude, okay, I see. And then it's top with 4% and AD carry with 2%. Like,
gotcha. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Cool. That was fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad we did.
Can we do the lore one like really, really quick?
Oh, yeah. Let me pull it back up. Can you read the question while I find it?
Yeah, lore doesn't really matter. Heavily agree. If League didn't have any lore, I would not care.
I agree that it doesn't matter, but like it's fun and it's cool for the people that like it. Like skins don't
I want
matter.
Them to enjoy it less.
The Reddit response was 45% of people said I don't care.
Yeah.
40% said that they all right, I'm looking at the wrong one. Never mind. Fuck, sorry. They're out of order. Where's lore?
Wait,
lore. Here we go. I found it. So lore doesn't really matter. Okay, what is your answer?
Lore does matter because they have made it factor into game balance with the quests.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
it
is
does.
That right? Okay. Yeah. That's fair.
lore doesn't matter. 30% agree and then 65% disagree.
Yeah, well,
65% think lore does matter.
Yeah, they think it matters.
Yeah, because they see that Smolder come online 2 minutes faster because he killed Aesol.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like, damn, that's like, the lore.
That's the lore. The lore did that.
Cool. Well, anyways, those were some hot takes, which are pretty cold. Because it turns out the thing about hot takes is, have you ever seen those Reddit threads where it's like, name your
unpopular
hot take.
Opinion.
Unpopular
yeah.
opinion. And then
and it's the it, most popular opinion.
I mean, for it to be upvoted, it has to be popular to some degree. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's why you sort like, by controversial.
Yeah. You have to find like the perfectly like 50-50 things because those are actually probably the most cold takes or hot takes. Cool. We don't need to talk about, oh, you want to talk about a little bit competitive league for a second? We're already going a little long, I guess, but
yeah, that's fine. Hey, I think all of the major regions except for NA have finished their playoffs now, right? For
like
MSI
3 weeks ago, Nick.
Yeah, it's actually crazy. Yeah, that's what I meant. I meant they already finished. No, I'm plugged in enough.
Okay, you did say all the major regions are finished their playoffs other than NA.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Because they have already finished it.
Every other region has finished this week.
Yes.
You're getting it.
I apologize. Yeah, so I guess we can talk about those. I don't remember who won LPL. Was it BLG Top Esports?
Yes, I believe that's true. Because, yeah, Top right. beat, JDG, right?
Wait, I no, think so.
Is that correct? Oh, let's check MSI, lol.
What are the odds that MSI LOL is actually updated?
it's BLG and Top, we were right.
Okay, gotcha. Cool. Yeah, I mean, it was pretty entertaining. I liked it a lot.
Trying to send three? Oh, fuck, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're dumb. Wait, are they sending three? Is this right? Are they sending three teams? What? Since when?
Good question.
Oh, I guess because they've won so much, they just...
Oh, cause, maybe because they won... Did they win Worlds?
Is this correct? Oh, maybe... No, they're not. I'm stupid. It's just the BLG and Top haven't played their series, so we don't know who first seed is.
Wait, they haven't... I thought they already played.
No, Top beat JDG. That was winner's finals.
We are a very serious esports podcast, and we know what's happening.
It's funny because I think Nick and I actually have watched most of the games or highlights in some regard.
I've been watching a lot of Dom.
Yeah, we just haven't been... I just think we don't know what games they were. But yeah, no, I'm just looking at it now. They just haven't finished actual finals. They did winner's finals last week. So we're
semifinals. Have they already played each other in the playoffs?
BLG and Top, no. Because BLG was top bracket and Top was bottom bracket, I believe.
Okay.
They play on Saturday at 6 a.m.
Gotcha.
But either way, they're both qualified. So we already know all the teams from major regions qualified. Actually, from every team, every region other than Brazil, looks like.
Brazil.
Cool.
Awesome. Now let's talk about G2.
Yeah, it's a one-team region.
It's a one-team region.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry,
like
I was thinking
of fucking with them, man. Like, it looks like they're just fucking with teams in playoffs. Like,
yeah, so, it does.
What do you think about the lane swap meta? Like, because you've been watching a little bit.
So,
like, obviously LPL is doing it a little bit, and then G2 is doing it, right?
Yeah, I proposed a question because I honestly, like, I just don't know how. I don't know how teams can opt into it and then also look as bad as they've been looking.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, it just, I don't know. It feels like they've been really disappointing, I'll say, with the results. I don't know if outside of LCK, LPL, if LCK has even done it. but
I didn't see any. No,
it just seems so like it seems so lackluster that the team that opts into it a lot of times doesn't even come away with an advantage, maybe even loses.
I mean, so I guess the counterpoint though is that in theory, the reason they're doing it is because if they didn't do it, they would have a losing lane, right? That's the point, is that you're avoiding the losing mm-hmm. lane.
Yeah, I think it's not a get an advantage. It's yeah. a, you know, instead of being -5, be -3.
Yeah, and I mean, the advantage does come, like, later in the game as well. Like, you'll see, like, them that you rotate for XP advantages, right? So, like, the enemy team does usually get the plate advantage bottom because of fortification from towers. But then you'll see, like, G2 in their games, they rotate back, like, on their own agenda, which allows them yeah. to constantly get, like, XP leads and eventually objective leads. It's just, like, early game, it's very much a, hey, we're avoiding the double hail blade, like, lane. Like shit like that, right?
That's fair, yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just really hard because it, like, I don't know. We saw some really shitty ones and they didn't work out at all. But I guess like that's only one reality, where the other one could be that, you know, the lane was turbo inted so much that the game is even in a worse state than it would be if they didn't swap, like you were saying.
Yeah, there's just also something to, like, throwing people off, like, what you want to do. I also think that, like, dude, once again, to me, like, it seems like G2, like, they're just forcing it because they want to practice it. It feels like, right? Like,
yeah, that's a good that's a good perspective, too.
Like, dude, it's crazy. Like, they play, like, I can't remember if it was against the BDS series or the Fnatic series, but, like, they pick it game one, and it, like, went well. They picked it game two and it went, like, all right or something like that, and then Fnatic had to ban it game three. It's like, dude, they're just gonna slam it every game, even if it doesn't mm-hmm. look that good.
And yeah, I don't even think, like, maybe it is them practicing, getting better, you know, et cetera, because it does kind of look like they're just messing around with the rest of EU.
yeah.
Like, they looked mortal in, what, one Fnatic game? But then it almost just seemed like G2 is waiting to win the rest of the time, you know?
Yeah, it felt not close. I mean, that region is just G2 and everyone else. Not to say that, like, NA's better, because NA is, like,
no.
Everyone's mm-hmm. below the G2 tier, but at least they're fighting each other.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't, like, particularly impressed with anything that I think NA did either.
No, yeah.
But... So it's hard to say, like, oh, yeah, I think NA is better than EU, when I think realistically watching both, they kind of both are cheeks.
And another thing to be scared about with, like, lane swaps and stuff, like, so EU was the team, like, the region that invented lane swaps back in the day, like, right? Mm-hmm. They originally invented it and they were great at it. And they actually, like, won games from it. That being said, as soon as the fucking Eastern teams learned how to do it properly, dude, it's so fucked, man. They're just so good, man. Oh, it's so gross.
I hate to just be like, oh yeah, let's, you know, let's just jerk off the Eastern teams again, but it is like almost like watching two different games, you know?
Yeah.
Which really is really, really disheartening. It does suck.
It's like not remotely close, man.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for MSI. When does MSI start? I had it pulled up a second.
Who knows? It's going to last for 4 months, so.
It starts, oh, it's LPL. I was like, what the fuck? It says it started last week. MSI starts May 1st.
How do you not know when MSI starts? It's the only other important international League of Legends tournament
yeah.
that's happening.
Other than Worlds, yeah. Yeah.
Those are the only two tournaments happening this year.
I don't even want to fucking talk about that this week, dude. I'm still annoyed.
we don't have to talk about that.
There's only two tournaments happening this year, Aiden. MSI and yeah. Worlds.
So true.
Ugh. But yeah, MSI will be fun. It's in China, yeah. right? So time zones will be a little whacked, I think, for us. But
probably.
I think is China. I feel like China's one of the ones that's not, like, the worst for us, because I think it's, like, later in the morning than Korea for, or maybe, I don't know. Either I remember, like, China being in Worlds being in China, and I feel like it wasn't as bad as when it's in Korea. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm, like, smoking the
from
good
what
food.
I'm seeing, I'm in Central Time Zone. It is 8:01 a.m. in China. So,
like, right
in
now.
China or
in China, yeah.
Wait, are you saying the time currently is 8:01 or
the game starts?
Yeah,
no, it currently is. So if
yeah, so
they're
like
really only 12 hours behind.
Yeah, that's not that bad, because, like, they always start, like, mid afternoon for games. Which means it starts early, so like you miss like the first two, but then you get like the morning as you wake up. Yeah, mm-hmm. I like that schedule a lot, actually, especially as someone who works from home.
Someone who's an early bird, you wake up early, man.
I've stopped waking up early, man.
I feel like you wake up early and don't go to bed early.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys do it.
Not well.
Yeah.
I've been feeling it, man. I've been sleeping.
I'm up late, but I do not wake up early.
That's very true. You woke up early for Arams this weekend.
We thought that was really nice, by the way. We talked about that after.
Because my lads needed me. And we won every single game.
We did.
We did, actually. That was crazy.
We're so good at Aram.
Cool. We are so good at Aram. But yeah, it should be pretty fun. I think there's going to be a really interesting like turnout for metas and characters that we think are strong and, you know, EU thinks are strong versus other regions.
Fuck, I opened Microsoft Teams. Oh, please don't crash my fucking computer. Oh, no. Ah.
We can still hear you.
Okay, we're good. It didn't open. It nice. Wanted me to sign in. I was like, fuck, it's going to like take my microphone and fucking just spit in
it. Oh, true. Yeah.
I tried to type. So my file for editing the show when I do the thumbnail is called template. So I typed in TE and clicked the first thing and it was Teams.
Oh,
and I was like,
Teams,
oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Teams is not a very lightweight program either, I feel like.
Yeah, they fucking installed it on my fucking computer on Windows 7, dude. I should uninstall it.
Yeah.
So that's any other thoughts for competitive league or shall we roundtable?
Well, there's some roundtable.
Yeah, let's roundtable.
Yeah. So last week's question was going through like our cool like who's the most likely to yada yada yada. We got a lot of responses, mostly from Colton. So I thought it'd be fun if we all went through the Discord and picked like maybe like two or so. Like we went back and forth and just like read them out. I think that'd be fun, a good way of doing it. Sure. I can start while you guys are reading through it. I want to read through Brandon's, which is kind of a two-parter, but I like it. So it's who's the most likely to hit Challenger, who's the most likely to hit Iron. I think these are the same person, so I think it's fine. Three.
Really? This is tough. Really? Hang on, wait. Okay. I need to think.
We can do this separately. I just assume they were the same person.
I guess I'm ready.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Colton.
Me?
Colton.
Yeah. You're definitely the most likely to hit both of those.
Yeah, I mean, I think just, all of us, it's like less than a 0.01% that we hit Iron.
Yeah.
I would actually say I think there's a 0% chance that any of us, assuming we were not trying to hit Iron, would actually be Iron.
I
ever.
Think Colton could hit Iron in the same session he hit Challenge.
Yeah, I'm gonna cap through and I'm going to get sent down. I'm going to take one that I submitted because I think it's fun. Who's the most likely to intentionally kill an ally with an enemy Caitlyn ult?
Okay.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Nick.
Aiden.
Colton. Oh,
I
interesting.
Love when we do the trifecta.
It's for sure Colton. He's the biggest troll of anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not with Caitlyn ult.
Yeah, I feel like
I'm not with Caitlyn ult. Oh, okay, you,
that's
you
respectable.
Have an exception for that one. Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one. Cool. Nick, do you have one that you found?
Yeah. Most likely to complain about a champion on Reddit.
Oh. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Nick.
I feel like it's only me because I don't think Colton would ever post anything ever on Reddit. And I don't think Aiden would want people to know about his account on Reddit.
I would make fun of myself if I posted.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think any of us have ever made like a post on the subreddit, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Not on League of Legends.
Yeah, I think my last post was asking why Witcher 3 couldn't run on my brand new computer, and it turns out I was plugged into the motherboard instead of the actual graphics card.
Yeah.
So cool.
Cool. I got another one. This one is from Psygonic, and they say, who is the most likely to drop a champion from their pool after a 10 HP nerf or similar? So like a small, like inconsequential nerf.
Hmm.
Cool.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Colton.
Me.
Colton.
I,
but I don't think it's because you, I don't think it's because of the nerf. I think you just dropped champions.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's entirely unrelated to the nerf.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm the only one who would just completely drop a character that they're doing well on.
Yeah.
Like, I've won 30 games in a row on Zillion, but this is a crazy good rel game.
No, I had to do that because you guys told me I couldn't.
Dude, we,
Nick and I messaged
like within like a couple minutes
within the evening.
Yeah, within the evening, and we're like, we made a mistake. We fucked his life, man.
No, it's fine. I got it back like right away.
Ugh.
Yeah, but imagine how much higher you could have been.
No, I lose once I get past 200 LP.
Yeah. Cool.
You got another good one, Colton.
I'm looking through. I mean, there's a bunch that I remember submitting. I think one that I would like to hear answers of is, who's the most likely of us to declare, like, my lane is over and then proceed to be winning that lane 5 minutes later?
Oh.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Made in 100%.
Yeah. I do it all the time. Okay. Yeah. I have this thing. Okay, I've gotten better. I've gotten better in my, like, I'm going to make a defense for myself. I've gotten better about it. But, like, the way I used to think about the game was, like, pure vacuum. Like, this is fucked. They should never be able to lose from this point. And then they're a human being, so they immediately make a mistake.
They're a human being that you're playing against in like, platinum.
Yeah. Dude, like, I've done it recently. I do it less than I used to, is what I'm trying to say. But I had a time, like, a couple, like, days ago, I was playing top lane. I, like, fuck up a kill on someone or something, and I die to them. And I'm like, fucking lane's over, my wave's fucked. And then they immediately butcher the wave, and I'm like, oh, they just put... They've butchered their wave so hard that, like, my death is... less bad than the state that they left them.
It's a good death now.
I don't know. I think about the game in way too much of a vacuum. It's a hard thing to get over, though.
Mm-hmm. That's why you should just become like me and refuse to learn about wave states and management and things like that. So that way, deaths are good, or deaths are bad, and kills are good. You know?
300 gold. Thank you, please.
Yeah. Wow, 300 gold. I'm winning.
Cool. Nick, do you have one final one?
Yeah. Most likely to be confidently wrong about how something works in League. I'll steal that one from from Colton.
Oh, fuck. I think it could be any of us. Shit. Okay.
I knew who I had in mind when I wrote the question.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Colton.
Aiden.
I'm going to say all three of us. I would like my answer to be all of us.
It is highly likely. The reason... I was thinking Aiden is because I know he had recently been talking about the way that, like, LP works in TFT and is just wrong about it.
Yeah.
And this is why I wrote the question. But I think all of us are so likely to be like, this is how this thing works. And it's just not.
My favorite thing is when we double down on it, though. We're like, well, it used to work like that. And then we search and it didn't used to work like that.
It didn't, yeah.
Yeah, Reddit used to think that it worked like that.
Ugh. Dude, that there's still that old funny Reddit post of, like, Reddit Knows Best, the original one, where it's, like, some guy getting flamed about, like, he said, like, oh, like, why doesn't X character's dash work like you, when you put it halfway through a wall, it, like, takes you all the way? And so the people replied, they're like, every single dash in the game works like that. And he's like, I don't think that's the case, and you got downvoted more for it. And then he has a compilation of every single dash in the game that doesn't work like that if you put it halfway through the wall. Like, it's like 70 characters.
Oh, that's really funny. Nice.
Cool. This piece of roundtable question is, what is your hottest League of Legends take? So please let us know. Cool. We answer this.
I guess
usually.
We should answer that usually.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sorry.
My hottest League of Legends take. I will say that the AD carry role is weak, but AD carry champions are among the strongest they've ever been.
Dude, they're so fucked, man. They're so... I don't think AD carry... You're fucking smoking. I guess it's a hot take.
Well, I said... No. I said the role is weak. Like,
I think
being
the role's
bot lane,
strong, too. I think you're still hot, dude.
I think being bot lane sucks, but... watching them build tank items or being played in solo lanes or, like, all of the above, it's I don't know how you can, you know, defend that.
Dude, that game last night broke me, and I was the one breaking myself, where I play Draven, I get ahead, and then I built Spirit Visage.
Yeah.
And I went, like, Spirit Visage, Shield Bow, Bloodthirster were my, like, three tank items. Like, obviously, the other two are pseudo-tank items. Mm-hmm. Dude, it just went from their Diana one-hitting me without ultimate to, like, she'd do 40% of my health with full combo, like, and then I heal it back. Like, fuck, man.
Yeah, at one point, like, she was killing our entire team in, like, a couple spells, and then she hit you with a Q, and, like, it probably did 150 damage to you.
And this is, like, 3 minutes after she just one-hit me with QWE.
Yeah, we're pretty late into the game.
Oh, fuck, man. Tank items are so strong. Yeah. And I, as a tank player, dude, like, they need to be nerfed, all of them. Like, every single one of them. They're so fucked, man.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cool.
Yes. Agreed.
As a joke, I'm going to say that my hottest league take is that my teleport was correct. And for everyone who doesn't get that, I'm going to do a different one. And I think that just item builds and even runes don't really matter for the most part. Like, if you build AD on an AD character, it doesn't matter if you built, like, the best three AD items. It just, like, how you play the game matters so much more.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair, yeah.
Cool.
If you want to let us... If you want to let us know what your hottest League of Legends take is, you can hit us up on our roundtable section in our Discord. That's discord.gg/leaguecast. Or you can send us an email, mail@leaguecastpodcast.com.
Cool. That'll do it for this episode of LeagueCast. If you want to send us an email, it's mail@leaguecastpodcast.com. If you want to watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/KingLotta, BlueBasket, and LeagueCastFrost, visit our website, leaguecastpodcast.com. Join our Discord server, discord.gg/LeagueCast, and support us on Patreon, patreon.com/LeagueCast. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.